Busy week this week. We had
so busy.
So much. You filmed this week. I worked this week. We had a big TTM photo shoot. We got new merchandise coming out.
All the kids things. Oh, I'm so tired.
Yeah.
It was a good week, though.
Yeah, very productive, I think.
Yeah.
We got a lot of stuff done.
Yep. A lot of stuff done.
Yeah.
Oh, but I'm more freaking out.
Yeah. It's gonna. I'm looking forward to the weekend to just kind of relax and...
This week is a week that makes me wish, just a little wish, that I didn't, like, coach softball. Mm.
That you weren't as involved in all the sports and all the kids' activities, yeah, and all the things.
I would just love a Saturday that's, like...
Just not doing anything.
You don't have to do anything.
You don't have very many of those.
Really, like, when I really think about it, I'm not kidding, maybe two a year. A weekend where there is nothing. Like, literally two in an entire calendar year.
Mm-mm.
It's so bad when you think about it.
But you got lots of kids, and they got lots of sports and things to do, so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this one is a weird one. It's called The Zoo Man. The Zoo Man. Yeah. His name...
I feel like kids, like, shouldn't listen to this because they're never going to want to go to
the zoo. Yeah. No. And I hate this because all you get these names, like, random names of killers, but it has nothing to do with, like, what happened. It's just part of history.
Yeah.
So, it's Thomas D. Husky. He's 53. He was a divorced father of two, and he was actually living with his parents, like, in the basement half of the house in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. I love Pigeon Forge.
At 53? Was he taking care of them?
I don't know.
No, Pigeon Forge is awesome. Mm. Shout out to Dolly.
Yes, Dolly Parton.
And Gatlinburg.
Yes, Gatlinburg, Pigeon Forge, Knoxville, that whole area is
You should
beautiful.
Definitely visit. Don't stay there. We don't want you to stay here. Just visit and go back home, please. Yeah. Thank you.
Because it gets crowded there. And it has the world's biggest Buc-ee's in Sevierville. It just opened. It has a car wash.
Dude, it's massive. Have you seen it?
I love Buc-ee's.
It's on a whole hill. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like the size of a legit shopping mall. Like it is humongous.
It's amazing.
I could spend all day. That's what I'm going to do on the Saturday that I have nothing to do.
Go to Buc-ee's.
Is just go to that Buc-ee's and just walk around. Because anytime I've been there, I'm like looking for something specific and then I leave. I just want to walk around the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's so much to offer.
Sorry, on to the case.
So, Thomas and his dad actually worked at the Knoxville Zoo. The Knoxville Zoo is a 53-acre zoo. It's home to about 1,200 animals.
I love that zoo. It's a really good zoo.
The Chattanooga Zoo is good because we're a smaller town. I feel like this is like a step up. It's a bigger zoo, bigger city.
Yeah, I will say too, I know there's some controversy around zoos. The Chattanooga Zoo is really good about rescue animals.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know much about that with the Knoxville Zoo, but I will say it is so nice and so big and so great. And I'm like, those animals, like,
they're living
their best life.
Yeah, they are.
Because it is, I feel like you're in a different world at that zoo. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't live in America. Yeah. You're not in America, you know?
Yeah.
It's so cool.
More than 12,000 animals, or 1,200 animals, sorry. They have elephants, giraffes, monkeys, gorillas, tigers, zebras, otters, red pandas, and so much more. The zoo is located right off of I-40 in Knoxville, and it sees more than 500,000 visitors a year. I mean...
I think it's one of the top...
Zoos
or sanctuaries, like, in North America. It's, like, up there. It's awesome.
Thomas was known for being a part of the Lion Club, taking care of lions. And he also took care of elephants. Like, he and his dad, like, washed the elephants or, like...
I love elephants.
I know, they're so interesting.
Also, have you ever gone on a lion video rabbit hole on Facebook?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Lion videos?
They're fascinating.
Lions are interesting. The way they hunt.
Yeah, usually the females do the hunting. And still some, unless it's a pack of females that are pissed off at the male. Mm-hmm. Usually the male eats first, but no, I'll send you some links of these like pages I follow. It's like a couple of people that are like friends with the lions, like it's
they can recognize you. Animals.
Oh yeah, so they're strange. So smart.
Yeah.
Okay, so in February of 1992, a woman went into the Knoxville police station claiming that she had been raped, tied up, and robbed. The woman was a sex worker, and she said the night before she had met a John Doe, and he took her into his Buick
LeSabre. I think that's what it's called.
I don't know.
LeSabre.
Yeah, I think you're. Yes, yeah.
Buick LeSabre. I'm sure there's millions of pronunciations.
I need to Google this, though. Oh, like this car.
Drew Barrymore says it in one of her movies.
Yeah.
And I just it plays in my head. You can drive the LeSabre.
What's it look like?
It's like just like an 80s, like, is little it a sedan.
Car? Oh, okay. So he got her into his Buick LeSabre and took her to a secluded area of Cahaba?
I don't know how to pronounce this one either.
Cahaba? Cahaba Lane?
C-A-H-A-B-A.
That is not a typical street name in Tennessee.
It's like almost like a dirt road. It's like a path.
Interesting.
It's like one of those work paths around, like, around, like
an access road?
Yeah. Okay. Like, access to the zoo areas.
Yeah. Okay, so it's might be named after something like that, or like where certain animals were from, or something. So this road runs parallel with Interstate 40, which is a big interstate. The secluded area was used by sex workers and Johns. They basically trashed the place. There's trash everywhere, old mattresses, used condoms. All this stuff is all over the ground. That's
trash. Just like, you know, you've seen, you're going down a highway and you see, like, where you've seen people stay. Like, almost like encampments or like, it's just like, yeah. There's everywhere.
But it's also, it's not like a homeless camp. No, it's like a things like you shouldn't be doing type of.
Yeah.
Ugh, okay.
Yeah.
Yep. So, anyways. All the stuff's all over the ground. The police officer asked the woman to take him there, and when they arrived, the blue Buick was sitting right there. She said, "That's him. That's his car." Looking into the car, she even saw some of her belongings. The officer then walked back into the woods and found a young girl naked on her knees with Thomas Husky. Thomas was taken into custody, but was later released because the girl involved was of legal age and didn't want to press charges.
She was a sex worker. She would get in trouble too, probably.
Yeah, and I want to be clear. I know we've mentioned this before, but when I say, or when something says, like, this woman goes to the police, or this woman claims to have been raped, robbed, assaulted, whatever, and she's a sex worker, just because she is a sex worker does not mean it's okay for assault or rape or anything.
Yep.
Anything. So don't let her being a sex worker get in the way of what she is alleging at this point in the story, or and, like, ever.
And just because she's a person is a sex worker doesn't mean they're any less of a human than
right, the rest and that of they us. Don't deserve justice. That makes me so mad.
Preach, preach, preach. Okay,
like, have they ever watched Law and Order SVU?
I just started from season one, girl.
You
I
started over? Oh shoot! I did that one time, but they were still only at like season like 15.
We have 25. I'm I gonna know. Be.
Are you up to date with the new one?
Oh yeah, I just finished it. It's and so I was good. Like, well, what am I going to do now? So I was just like, oh my gosh, I want to go back to when Benson was on.
Oh, and Stabler.
And Munch.
Stabler and Benson together.
Yes.
Munch was still there.
Ice-T introduced.
Captain
Cragen.
Cragen, yes.
So I'm starting on order.
Do you watch Organized Crime?
I've started it because of
SVU. Don't tell anybody, but I like Organized Crime better.
With Stabler?
Okay. I love it. Oh, I love it so much.
Yeah. I still love
SVU. Yeah. Too. But yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
You can clearly tell we've had a long week because our brains are all over the place.
That's funny. The summer and early fall of 1992, Thomas Zuman Husky killed 4 women. Thomas is responsible for the deaths of Patricia Rose Anderson, Patricia Johnson, Darlene Smith, and Susan Stone. Now, all 4 of these women, they were sex workers. Some women kind of feared him, like, of the, you know, of the
industry.
Yes, of the industry. Some of them feared him because he could be really mean and, like, just hateful. And some stayed away from him for that reason.
So, hateful, like, with his words or, like, aggressive?
Aggressive. Okay. Yes. Others, you know, they went with him because they needed the money. It's one of the hazards of this profession. Mm-hmm. He got away with the abusive treatment for a while. You know how sometimes they'll rough up, whatever. He got away with it for a while, but a hunter found the first body off of Cahaba. How are we going to say it?
Cahaba
Lane.
It's probably wrong, but.
Off the road where that little sex shack, mattressy, condom everywhere area, that just area off the highway, off the interstate. It was October 20th of 1992. The victim was Patricia Rose Anderson. She had been strangled, bound, and left under an old mattress, and she was pregnant. So that's really sad. Yeah. In the coming days, Knox County investigators discovered the remains of another woman. And then another one, like the same day, they found 2 more. Then bones of a 4th woman were also found near this area. All 4 women had records of prostitution. So they had records on them. There were no witnesses to these killings, but Presley, the Knoxville Police Department detective, remembered that day when he caught Husky in the act, you know, off that road. And so he decided he was going to call the sheriff's office.
Good, like, for him.
He remembered that and called.
That's, yeah, that's awesome. Good work right there. I'm also curious to know, like, these women that have... I should look this up, honestly, or you might know. I'm curious to know... So the women have records for charges of prostitution. Do the counterparts in that get charged? Or just the sex workers?
Like, does Thomas get charged?
If someone hires...
Oh, someone, I think both.
But do they? Especially
know.
Back then.
That's part of it, too.
Like, do all these men have records as well? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like...
Yeah.
I don't know. I bet they don't back then. I bet they didn't. Mm-hmm. I bet it was just... The women.
Yeah, that's sad.
For the most part, I don't want to say everyone. Mm-hmm. Just let the men go. But also, would a man be charged if he was hired by a female? Do you think? Back then, like...
I don't know.
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not.
Okay, so Thomas tried to plead not guilty by reason of insanity, saying he had multiple personalities. Do people with multiple personality disorders say they have multiple personalities?
I don't know. Some do. Some don't. Some know about each other. But they're, like, pinning it against each other. It's a weird...
Or he might have just been bipolar, you know? Like, or he was just thinking of anything to be insane in a court of law.
Yeah.
Can I have to interrupt this podcast.
Why?
Okay, so with Bentley's, card, like, financial card or whatever, there's an app, and because he's 15 and has a learner's permit, it has this feature where it will be, like, Bentley's driving score, blah, blah, blah. So even if he's riding in the car with me, not driving, it will give him a score because it thinks he's the one driving. So anytime he's in the car... like, it tracks him even if he's at home type of thing. But he has this friend that I let, like, before baseball, after school, before baseball games, they normally will go to, like, Chick-fil-A and get something to eat. And so, two different times this week, I have gotten alerts. Unsafe driving. Score 33. His driver had 3 hard turns. And, I literally could, the first time it happened, on Monday, I called him. I said, tell your friend that he's a terrible driver. And then today.
You just got one?
So, I didn't know this was happening, but I see a text where Taylor's like, sorry, I know you're recording, but just so you know, Bentley's going to Chick-fil-A to get something to eat with said friend. And, or, they're just going there, and then they have to go back to the school to warm up. So, I didn't see that, but the alert, it blinks and, keeps going until I open it for the driving. I'm like, dude, your friend sucks at driving. How are you not car sick? But I will also say that sometimes Taylor's driving.
You'll him, set it off?
And I'm like, I haven't set it off yet. I actually have gotten the best scores of anyone he rides with. But most of the time, too, he drives with me. Like, he drives with me more than he drives, by far with anybody. Him and Taylor were coming home from Taylor went to pick him up. I'm like, okay, this is right when it started picking up, his age and that he's driving and stuff. It's like, it didn't say unsafe driving. It said another word for, middle of the road. He had 3 blah, 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 blahs. And so they get home, and I'm like, hey, Benny, my thing was going off because of this. And he's like, I wasn't driving. I'm like, all right, Taylor. And then the other day, my parents took him to dinner, and it was literally the same score as this kid. And it was unsafe driving. And I text my mom, and I was like, all right, was it you or daddy who did it? Because it picks up everything. Mm-hmm. Speed limits,
that's
all
cool,
the things.
Though.
It is cool.
Technology,
but
man.
It's also it's awesome. And I like it, but it's also you can't determine. It's only reading what your vehicle is doing, not what every other vehicle on the road is doing. Mm-hmm. But this week, this kid has had 2 scores of 33. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, bro, maybe Bentley, you should be driving his car. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, so, and I forgot where it was. Okay, the multiple personalities. We'll see. In an interview with police, Officer Davenport stepped out, and when he returned, Thomas had turned into Kyle. He's the dark personality.
Oh, okay.
He's the scary one. So Kyle was very demanding and mean, and Kyle said, give me a cigarette and I'll tell you everything. Kyle admitted to all 4 kidnappings, rapes, and strangulations of Patricia, the other Patricia, Darlene, and Susan. Officer Davenport claimed it was all an act, so he didn't believe him. Mm-hmm. Other personalities would emerge. There was an Englishman who called himself Dax.
And he, had an accent.
Accent and everything, yep. And an
effeminate?
Feminine?
Feminine.
Okay. It's
probably a better word.
Character named Timothy. Mm-hmm. For the men who would defend Husky in court, it was a crucial development. Evidence that somebody with multiple personalities might have committed a series of horrible crimes. If he were mentally ill, he could obviously avoid conviction. If you live in or around Knoxville, many streets are named Kyle. His favorite soap opera character's name was Dax.
And I don't want to just say, that multiple personality disorder isn't real, because it is real.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like it's kind of convenient that no one else kind of picked up on these things as a 50-something-year-old man.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like something
that nobody knew that he had
multiple.
And also, this wasn't it was back way back when. This was in
92.
The early 90s. Where is the diagnosis?
Yeah.
Like, who, why did no one...
Beforehand, yeah.
Beforehand, know. Or even, like, during, like, where's...
Well, they do look into it. So, jurors heard testimonies about all of the murder victims. They also heard from experts. They talked about the cycle of maggots and how it's related to a person's time of death. Mm-hmm. Tennessee University is, like, known for that, UTK.
Really big on that stuff.
Mm-hmm. They heard dueling mental health experts testify about whether Husky really did have multiple personalities or if he was just making it all up. Professionals for the defense said they had met Kyle. They testified that Husky's disorder came from trauma he had suffered as a boy.
Shocker.
Yeah, including the time he had been raped by a woman named Connie. Doctors recalled that he never met Kyle, other doctors, and he did not believe that he had multiple personality disorder.
And this was a doctor that had seen him, like...
Before.
Many times?
Well, no, just when it comes to this case. And, like, when he...
Oh, and all the times he had to, like, interview him and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
During closing arguments, the prosecutor thundered like a preacher at the jury to put him away forever so that he could never hurt another woman again.
Do you believe the... Well, first of all, does multiple personality disorder, I would imagine it actually can stem from trauma.
Oh, yeah.
Because you, in a, like, it's a survival instinct.
Mm-hmm.
But do we believe that in this case?
I don't know. I think it's kind of convenient, which makes me think no.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I don't know enough about multiple personality disorder to make a definitive, like, that's why if I was a juror on this case, I would listen to the doctors, like, on both sides, both their experts.
And I would also, like, have questions, you know, jurors can have questions. Mm-hmm. I would have a lot of questions if they weren't answered during trial. So this trial would be the most expensive trial in history at the time. Jurors agreed he probably killed those women, but they could not agree on his mental state. By day 5 of deliberation, they were deadlocked. It ended in a mistrial. By 2005, Thomas had two of the best attorneys. Okay. I have a question about this. So, he was mentally able to stand trial. Because a jury doesn't decide if he can stand trial. A judge does that.
Mm-hmm. He was found capable to stand trial.
Okay. So, what the defense is looking for is guilty by mental disorder?
Mm-hmm.
Like...
Or not guilty by mental defect. I don't know.
I wish this was in today's world so that I could, like, watch the trial. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to see it. I want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
This is very interesting. Okay, so ended in a mistrial. By 2005, Thomas had two of the best attorneys in the state. It would equate to the prosecutors that O.J. Simpson had.
Like, real good attorneys.
Or defense attorneys.
Yeah.
Not prosecutors.
Yes, yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, they were very good. The lawyers were doing it also for free.
Pro bono. That's a lot.
And it was the most expensive trial.
Mm-hmm.
Holy crap. Which means they lost money in this.
Yeah.
They said the murder charges had no evidence behind them and that the confession was coerced. Thomas had never been charged or... was never charged with the murders of the women. He was charged with the kidnappings and the rapes.
I know.
How does that work?
I have no idea. Those real good lawyers, that's how that works.
Thomas Husky sits in the South Central Correctional Facility in Clifton, Tennessee. He received a 64-year sentence. He will not be eligible for parole until 2056, when he will be 117 years old.
Yeah. So he's going to die in prison. just not for the charges that we wanted him to. I feel like that's one of the screwed up parts of, like, law and cases like this. Like, sometimes it doesn't end with that grand finale, clean finish. Well, it ends in, like, this messy just...
How, yeah. But I also think sometimes you have to take the good... I'm not saying there definitely our justice system is not the greatest thing that we want to wish and hope and think that it is. And there are some things that can be fixed or changed or done differently. But sometimes you got to just take the good with the bad. Yeah. So, like... Yeah, should he have been charged with other things? Probably. Yeah, could he have had a gnarlier sentence? Probably. But because there are the little things here and there, sometimes that just happens. But that all those things are what help innocent people not be charged mm-hmm. at all yeah. for something they didn't do.
Yeah.
So it's just one of those, like...
Give and take.
Yeah. And there's just, you, unfortunately, too, I feel like with the justice system, it cannot be black and white. It can't. Because nothing really in life is black and white. Mm-hmm. So,
Lots of gray.
I do still often wonder, though, especially when it comes to, like, really violent crimes and sex crimes, all kinds of terrible things, like, how... certain people are only sentenced to A, B, and C,
mm-hmm.
but then, like, people, non-violent crimes, first or second offense, it's like you get 24 years.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you can have loads of, what's the correct term? We'll call it, this is not correct, but we'll call it minor... sexual content. There's a word for it.
It's like peeing in public or like stuff like that.
Or just like having a little bit of weed on you.
Yeah.
Like, how are people getting sentenced to 8 years for that? But literally multiple people, adults, who are actively using, sharing... involved in minor sexual content things get 5.5 years.
Mm.
What?
Yeah, it's insane. It's insane.
Like that, the sentencing sometimes does not make sense to me.
And it's all up usually to a judge or a jury, so it's like.
But you also, each charge has a minimum and a maximum, though. Mm-hmm. So, like, how are the minimums so low for things that are, in my mind, are way less for someone who is truly a monster
mm-hmm.
or unwell and who is very unlikely that they will ever be well enough to be in society. Like, how is the minimum that?
Yeah.
Versus, like, the...
I know.
Luckily, we should go to law school.
We should. I don't know if I can handle it, though.
I would love law school, but I wouldn't want to be a criminal. I wouldn't want anything to do with, like, criminal law. I would want to do, like, business law.
Or that sounds so boring.
Entertainment law.
Yeah, that would be cooler. Luckily, we have these beautiful flowers to cheer us up after this, because...
That's a fact.
Aren't they gorge? So, we have this TTM photo shoot.
They smell so good still.
Yes, and... Julie, who owns Jules Fern Creative Co. on Instagram, love her. She and her mom were super sweet and dropped this one and this one and that one. Oh, it's
there
time.
There we go. It is time.
So thank you so much again.
Yeah, it was for like a Mother's Day thing.
Mm-hmm. So we watch them for that.
I'm not getting, they might possibly be the most beautiful flower arrangements I've ever seen.
They're gorge.
So freaking pretty. And the smell is just so fresh and makes me feel like I'm at, like, my grandmother's house.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in a good way.
Yeah.
Like, not in the, like, you know how people are like, old people's houses smell like mothballs.
Oh,
not like that way. Not like that. Like a garden.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're so pretty, though.
They are so pretty. So, shout out again, to them. At Jules Verne Creative Co. And we'll tag that below. But
they are local to Chattanooga. Mm-hmm. North Georgia area.
Yes. She's fabulous. So, thank you so much, Julie.
Really appreciate it.
Yeah. Make sure you're following us on all of our social medias, at Expired Podcast. At Expired Podcast Chat, at Expired Podcast 423. New episodes out every Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on YouTube. You can watch us on YouTube. Or 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Monday. We have a new case, a new Tennessee local case.
Yes, and we do need you guys to share with us any cases that you want us to look into. Solved, unsolved.
Missing.
Because
we're going to be starting to do some, we got some fresh stuff coming.
Yep. So now's your chance to get anything you want to hear about or want us to look into.
Mm-hmm.
Or want you, maybe you're a part of the family or something and you want the word to get out there. Now is your chance to share it with us. Mm-hmm. Make sure you leave us a review. Tell us what you like, what you don't like, what mm-hmm. we do right, kind of wrong, all the way wrong. But if you're going to be an asshole, please be a funny one.
Keep your pistol in your pants. Don't do meth.
And please take care of each other.
This is the Expired Podcast.
Bye. Wake up. It's the first of the month. I brush my teeth and count up.